Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Welcome back. Everybody. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. The great Martin Kilcoin is with us. And we also have the one and only J.C. Corcoran coming up in about 15 minutes.
Looking forward to that. Also getting back out on the road with our friends at Schnucks. Our world tour will continue later this month. We're going to be in the Concord Plaza location. Don't forget to download the Schnucks app. Get the rewards. Every time you shop, you can earn money back. I think right now, humble brag. I think I got about $12 in the rewards program, and it's at that point you go in, and they say to you, "Do you want to cash them out?" And I say,
"Martin goes, you got any glass cleaner for my brand new backup camera?"
Look at this, $16.25.
Is that what you have?
That's what I have available in rewards.
Doesn't it feel good?
Wow.
They've turned it into a fun thing. Stop by your neighborhood Schnucks. All right, 11 o'clock hour every day, we do Five for Frank.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Frank, you're convinced the Cubs won't go anywhere in the playoffs because they can't win on the road. Do you think that's a thing at this point? 21 over at home, 12 under on the road.
You know, I do think, though, their starting staff is going to be okay on the road. It's not like John Lester can't win a game on the road. It's not like Kyle Hendricks can't win a game on the road, as we've seen here in St. Louis. I think it's a disturbing stat. But I do think they're capable of winning games on the road.
It is crazy. They've got Yu Darvish pitching well. Hamels coming back. All of a sudden, the team you're trying to beat has got Hamels, Darvish being good, Lester and Hendricks, and you're hoping that Waka does okay. Wainwright, I think if you look at him as a fourth or fifth starter, he's pretty effective as a fourth or fifth starter. He's not a top-of-the-line guy anymore. But you start talking about what you have in the rotation, Hudson. Hopefully it's not that he's on fumes or anything like that. The Cardinal rotation reminds me a little bit of a NASCAR guy. They stayed out on the track. They didn't refuel. And they're just hoping they get to the finish line before they run out of gas. It just feels that way. But the Cubs, it's crazy, the splits they have. All right, number two, you are Mike Schilt. It's Sunday in Oakland. You're making out the lineup. Did you think at all, maybe I don't put Carpenter back in there so it's not assumed it's just his spot? Did you think about not hitting him leadoff?
No. If I'm Mike Schilt, now if I'm Frank Cusimano or Martin Kilcoin, I think quite a few times about not doing it. But if I'm Mike Schilt, I see Carp. I love you, Carp. I've seen you hit 36 home runs. You're playing. You're leading off whatever you want for a while.
That's probably true. If you had to bet a milkshake, three straight in L.A., him leading off?
Oh, God, yeah, it
probably
will be. It shouldn't be, but it will be.
Probably, yeah. Frank, you are Bill DeWitt III. You're wondering why Martin's calling and texting. Probably need some tickets. Have you rethought the Powder Blues on Saturday just because of the road record?
The record is now?
I think, is it like 2-9 on the road?
I think so, yeah.
It's something along, it's a really horrific number. Not that you're overly superstitious, but are you rethinking the Powder Blues is... This Saturday deal is not going well. Or does it have nothing to do with the uniform?
It really doesn't. I think the uniforms are really nice. Some say they're a little too powder bluish.
Chuck Marlowe, not a fan. Outsider. He's only lived here 11 years.
Well, what does he know? Yeah. What does he know about the 80s and Whitey Ball and Vince and Terry and Ozzy and Tommy? Come on, Chuck.
But
stay out of
it. He stepped out there and said it.
Stay in your lane.
A lot of people agreed. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about this. The blue uniforms, I'm not talking about record or anything like that. I think they're kind of eye-popping and kind of stylish.
I'm on the Charlie Marlowe bandwagon. I think you
another
have to,
outsider here.
You
from
have,
Victoria.
I am,
Cup
but
fan.
You have to make them like the old school '80s, and I don't think they did that. I think they fluffed them up a little too much. If you're gonna make them old school, try to replicate the old school. I think the blue is off. One of the combos I'm just not a fan of. So I think I'm on the Charlie Marlowe bandwagon.
You know, maybe what you do, there's an old Mad Men line saying if you don't like what's being said, change the conversation. So if you don't like what's being said about the record, with the blue uniforms, the powder blue, go to Junior and say, hey, you know, Dad, you know, Gerrit Cole would look good in one of those powder blue uniforms on a Saturday.
Yes.
Or, you know, Anthony Rendon would look really sharp in powder blue.
What's hilarious about
when you sign these guys, you roll them out in powder blue.
Yeah, and not Harrison Bader.
Right.
Gerrit Cole would not be 2-9 in that powder blue, I'll tell you that.
That soured it for Plowsy.
Not only are you bringing out the uniform
that... You don't hate the powder blues, you hate Bader.
It's kind of a combo. I don't hate him. Just think there could have been better options in the offseason. However, I am with Charlie Muller on the uniform.
All right.
We do have a text from Chuck saying, I said the 80s pullovers with sans belts were cool. These are hideous with the red piping and buttons.
That sounds like a John Rooney description.
Well, I will say this.
Well, the red pipe.
Charlie is the man of fashion.
We'll see that shortly here.
Yeah.
Let's get Jeff Ablin on to dissect
it. He always wears those Briones from Cavado.
He's probably wearing, like, red and white Ohio State shorts, maybe a blue T-shirt.
Maybe a CBC sweatshirt.
Probably a hat.
He's the only one I've seen to wear plain just orange and blue hoodies and T-shirts. There's no brand.
When did this become bashing Charlie's wardrobe? It started with a simple question about the alternate uniforms.
I love Chuck. I'm going to
stop there. The Strickland.
That's my guy.
He's my guy.
It does seem like the argument against the powder blues is not the horrific record on Saturday road games. It's how they interpreted the powder blues that's not a true retro. All right, number 4. 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. If you have a funny tweet, Frank, or a really interesting story online, you're going to pick up a few followers.
Sure.
You think you can ever catch Justin Bieber? And I saw this over the weekend because he retweeted something about Shane Bieber, Indians, and said, I've always rooted for this. Kind of joking about how they have a lot in common with the last name. So then I just clicked Justin Bieber. How many Twitter followers do you think he has, Frank?
Justin Bieber has 2 million Twitter followers.
I would have guessed like 20 million or something silly. 106.
Oh.
106 wow. million people want to know what he's having for breakfast or thinking.
Let's check out his net worth.
Is he still popular?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He's got to be with that.
I guess.
What does he do? I mean, does he still sing stuff?
And he's married to a supermodel. So.
But 100, like if you just wanted to get the word out, hey, my buddy opened up a sub shop. Stop by. 106 million people just saw that.
All right, guess the net worth. Anybody got a guess? All right.
200 million.
I was going to say 300 million.
We'll go 95.
265 million. And here at the iPod thing, he's 24. Doesn't he feel like he's like 35?
Right.
He's been around. He's 24 years old. He can't even get on his own health insurance. And he
and he has hit singles now? Or
He has hit.
I mean, he's just... Hailey Baldwin is his wife, and she's very attractive, Frank.
You think he gets the daily Twitter alert that says, you've had 3 unfollows this week and 2 additionally?
You're up 2.5%.
Who has the most followers of all time?
I mean, that's got to be right up
I think
it
was
right
Katy Perry was up there as well. I think Bieber and Katy Perry were battling it out.
You said Twitter followers was what?
106 million. 106 million people.
You know, one of the Jenner girl gets like $250,000 for one post. One post.
What's a Kardashian?
God, can you imagine that, like Rennie?
What? Rennie would be a billionaire.
Which, by the way, next time we have Rennie on, I want to talk about his diet. Every tweet over the weekend is, where can I get a big greasy cheeseburger? Where can I get a big hot dog? All right, number 5. 5 for Frank. If Mizzou football does, in fact, go 10-2, 11-1, but doesn't go to a bowl game, will that be, as Sean Conroy, my buddy this weekend on Twitter, said, will that be the most Mizzou thing ever?
Yes.
In terms of all the weird stats, the fifth down and the kicked play against Nebraska and the Tyus Edney, wouldn't that just be...
It will, but I still say I would take it over 8-4 in the Independence Bowl. I would take 10-2, and I'd like to throw that out to our listeners right now. No bowl game, 10-2. Or 8-4 in the Independence Bowl. What do you take?
And I think most of us are saying yes. And then Dave Matter pointed out the university's going to lose about $9
million. $10 million.
And the CFO mentioned it to you as well.
Yes.
But if the sanction sticks.
But that's a season
so
you
what?
Can take the
not
recruiting
my,
as well. You know, just, you know, we didn't have a postseason because of these, you know, temporary bans, but you can use this in the recruiting trail. 8-4, that's an underachieving season. You can't take that to recruits and go, hey, we're building something when you just go 8-4 every year. I think if you go
10-2 in that freaking conference.
You can show that to the local
fans.
Yeah.
Of course, we had Howard Richards on TV last night walking in. I said, 12-0, baby, 12-0. He said, I hear you guys.
If he only
He's like,
knew.
You guys don't really believe it. If I had to bet a milkshake, I would say 9-3. If I'm betting a milkshake and had to be right about it.
Most Twitter followers, Katy Perry, 107. Barack Obama, 107. Justin Bieber, 106. Rihanna, 92. Taylor Swift, 84. Lady Gaga, 79. Ronaldo, 79 million. First athlete. And Ellen DeGeneres, 78 million.
Wow. And then Iggy. All right, bye for Frank. 11 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Greenville University Appliance. Discounters, great sponsor this hour. They're now located in Maplewood, Richmond Heights, right off Laclede Station Road. It's the Deer Creek Plaza. It's the Art of Appliance. Bold, unique colors for your appliances offered up at that location. They have 7 area stores. Fairview Heights, Illinois, Webster Grove, City of St. Louis, South County, Baldwin, St. Charles, theappliancediscounters.com. Start that search online. You will save money on your next appliance purchase.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones, Quantum Vision Centers, 855-260-EYES. Dr. Jones, longtime friend of the show. He is a professor at SLU. He practices on both sides of the river. He is the king of the LASIK surgery. Nobody better than Dr. Michael Jones. And Maryville University is one of our great sponsors. We appreciate them being a part of the program. You can go to maryville.edu for more information. Maryville University, their students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support beginning with their first steps in transition from high school to college. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.